From the WGXE newsroom, this is the WGXE Daily News. I'm Philip Grant. On November 29th, Dr. Anthony Fauci said the United States may see a, and I quote, surge upon a surge, end quote, of the coronavirus over the coming weeks. While we have to wait to see if that prediction will pan out, there certainly is a local surge of COVID-19 locally right now. Columbia County officials announced 18 more cases November 27th, 10 more on November 28th, and 6 more on November 29th. The numbers will fluctuate this week because of the Thanksgiving holiday. Greene County, for instance, does not make weekend updates and announced 19 new cases November 27th. Albany County coronavirus hospitalizations reached a new high November 29th with 67 people currently hospitalized. Albany County Executive Dan McCoy also reported 90 new COVID-19 positive cases on November 29th and another coronavirus death. The day before, McCoy reported 6 other deaths. The last time 6 people died in a single day from COVID-19 in Albany County was May 4th. Albany County Health Commissioner Dr. Elizabeth Whalen said on November 28th that there is a concern about, and I quote, the capacity of our hospitals to be able to take care of people, end quote. The Rensselaer County Health Department on November 29th announced 23 more cases of COVID-19 and another death. Natasha Vaughn is reporting for Columbia Green Media. Contract negotiations with the employees of Livingston Hills and Rehabilitation Center are nearing an impasse after more than a year of talks. A union spokesperson said November 27th that disagreements over employee health insurance has some workers thinking about leaving Livingston Hills altogether. Anne Marie Fran, a housekeeper at Livingston Hills, said, and I quote, when I first got hired, they told me the rate of pay, and I pretty much laughed. And then they explained to me what the benefits were. And that's what's keeping me there, not the pay, the benefits, end quote. Mindy Berman, the regional communications director for Local 1199 Service Employees International Union, United Healthcare Workers East, the union that represents 74 Livingston Hills employees, said workers at the facility have been without a contract for more than a year. Berman said 2 new health plans have been proposed. The less costly of the 2 would be through CDPHP and cost individuals $400 a month plus additional co-pays. She said employees currently have employer-paid premiums and little to no out-of-pocket costs. A typical Livingston Hills housekeeping employee earns around $12 an hour. The union is disputing the new contract management is trying to put in place. Livingston Hills owner Jeffrey Begg declined to comment on contract negotiations, referring questions to his attorney. Local 1199 SEIU will hold a candlelight vigil to protest the lack of a new contract December 1st at Livingston Hills on Route 9 in Livingston. And you can read the full story at HudsonValley360.com. Times Union is reporting Albany Symphony and its conductor David Allen Miller have once again been nominated for a Grammy. The nominations for the 63rd Annual Awards, announced this week, included the recording of Theophanidis Concerto for Viola and Chamber Orchestra in the Best Classical Instrumental Solo category. The soloist in the recording was violist Richard O'Neill with the Albany Symphony conducted by Miller. This is the 6th nomination for Miller and the 5th for the Albany Symphony. In 2019, the orchestra's recorded performance of composer Michael Torck's Sky received a Best Classical Instrumental Solo nomination for violinist Tessa Locke, and the recording of Derek Bermel's Migration Series was nominated for the Best Contemporary Classical Composition. The Grammy Awards presented January 31st. Russell Falcon is reporting for News10.com as more meetings and classes are pushed by the ongoing pandemic onto the virtual conference platform Zoom. The Better Business Bureau is warning the public of a new scam involving what looks like a notification from the company. The phishing scam works as follows. An email text, or social media message bearing the Zoom logo with a message is received saying, and I quote, "Your Zoom account has been suspended. Click here to reactivate," end quote, or click to reschedule a meeting. By clicking the link, the recipient will cause malware to download to a device or prompt the user to log in, thereby granting access to the Zoom account and any other account that may use a similar login password combination. To avoid getting phished, Better Business Bureau recommends double-checking a sender's information. Zoom.com and Zoom.us are the only official Zoom domains. In general, it is never wise to click on anything, links, photos, files, in unsolicited emails or texts. And you can read the full story at news10.com. And that wraps up the WGXC Daily News. The local weather reports, public meetings, community information, and COVID-19 updates. Visit our website at WGXC.org. From the WGXC Newsroom, I'm Philip Grant. Have a good day and a pleasant tomorrow.